In a world obsessed with perfection, Beth Kempton's wabi-sabi arrives as a gentle whisper of relief. This philosophy, which has guided Japanese aesthetics for centuries, has found unexpected resonance with modern audiences seeking respite from burnout culture. Celebrities from Kim Kardashian to Marie Kondo have embraced aspects of this approach, with Kondo specifically citing wabi-sabi as inspiration for her revolutionary tidying method. The book has been translated into 25 languages and sparked a quiet revolution in how people approach their homes, relationships, and inner lives. Imagine standing in a centuries-old Kyoto temple on a winter evening, watching shadows dance across ancient floorboards as garden illuminations flicker outside. In that moment, you might experience what the Japanese call wabi-sabi, a profound feeling of quiet contentment tinged with melancholy recognition of life's impermanence. This is the journey Kempton invites us on. Not merely to understand an aesthetic concept, but to discover a transformative way of experiencing our perfectly imperfect lives. The story of wabi-sabi begins in 16th century Japan, a time of warfare, natural disasters, and widespread poverty. While ruling classes engaged in lavish displays of wealth, including ornate tea ceremonies with expensive Chinese utensils, a revolutionary tea master named Sen no Rikyu was developing a radical alternative. Rikyu created intimate 3-square-meter tea rooms with minimal light, replacing expensive implements with humble bamboo and locally made items. This radical simplification challenged the prevailing culture of excess, returning aesthetics to basics that inspired reflection on life itself. Through his tea ceremony, Rikyu transformed the meaning of wabi, a word that originally connoted poverty and insufficiency, into an aesthetic celebrating the beauty found in simplicity. Meanwhile, sabi, meaning patina or tranquility, represented the beauty that emerges with the passage of time, the weathering and signs of age that give objects character. Unlike wabi, which can be created by human hands, sabi is bestowed only by time itself, often appearing on quality objects originally crafted with care. Though these concepts existed separately for centuries, the conjoined term wabi-sabi emerged only within the past 100 years as people sought to understand what lies beneath Japanese psychology. What makes this philosophy so powerful is that it goes beyond describing objects to articulate a profound feeling when encountering authentic, unpretentious beauty. It connects deeply to Buddhist marks of existence, impermanence, mujo, suffering, ku, and oneness with all things, ku. In our era of information overload, constant comparison, and validation seeking through social media, wabi-sabi offers a radical alternative. Rather than pursuing accumulation of things, money, power, and status while desperately maintaining youth and beauty, it teaches contentment with less in a way that feels like more. Less stuff, but more soul. Less hustle, but more ease. Less chaos, but more calm. Put simply, wabi-sabi gives you permission to be yourself, encouraging you to do your best without making yourself ill pursuing unattainable perfection. Our living spaces profoundly influence how we feel each day. A wabi-sabi-inspired home isn't about clinical minimalism, but soulful simplicity, creating a space that feels welcoming while still lived in, regardless of size or budget. The Japanese concept of igokochi ga yoi describes this perfectly, a place for a happy heart. Many of us have houses filled with unwanted clutter. As people release their possessions, they often also release negative thought patterns, feelings of insufficiency, and attachments to past versions of themselves. When you realize you're perfectly imperfect as you are, you need fewer things to boost your self-image. A wabi-sabi home welcomes guests and nourishes family life, a place for treasured items carrying love and memories, not just impulse purchases. Japanese potter Makiko Hastings believes customers complete the beauty of her handcrafted plates by using and treasuring them, revealing that Japanese beauty is discovered in experiencing, not just seeing. This reflects a deeper understanding of aesthetics that extends beyond visual appearance to emotional qualities connected to our experience of beauty. Japanese interior design reveals common threads, Simple, clear spaces, textured furnishings, carefully chosen items displayed gently to the eye, nature indoors, seasonal awareness, shadows and light, neutral colors, flexible spaces, and an underlying sense of calm. Often there's a detail inviting wonder, a single bloom in a tiny vase, or a partly hidden view, suggesting the benefit of not displaying all treasures at once. To create such a space, begin by decluttering, gathering items by category from throughout the house, and keeping only what you truly need or love. Then tackle one room at a time. Clear everything from the floor, surfaces, and walls. Slowly add items back, carefully considering each piece's purpose through questions about desired feelings, color palette, and how to incorporate nature, texture, and beauty. Japanese hospitality, omotenashi, springs directly from the heart. The phrase ichigo ichie, this meeting, this time only, reminds hosts to treasure each unrepeatable gathering. Rather than slaving to impress guests with elaborate meals, focus on natural, humble touches, a favorite drink, fresh flowers, treasured heirlooms, something nourishing to eat, cozy comforts. What truly matters is your attention, listening ear, and shared presence in the moment. The essence of wabi-sabi emerges most powerfully in the presence of nature, which doesn't judge our appearance, status, or mistakes. It simply exists, accepting us unconditionally. This connection isn't surprising given Japan's endemic love of nature, which has profoundly shaped its arts and literature for centuries. Nature infuses Japanese language, appearing frequently in place names like Akita, autumn rice paddy, and personal names like Asahi, morning sun. The language contains beautiful words for specific natural phenomena, komorebi, sunlight filtering through trees, kogarashi, a particular winter wind, and at least 50 ways to describe rain. Japanese people have tracked seasons with remarkable precision since ancient times, using 24 small seasons, seki, and 72 micro seasons, ko, each with evocative names, like east wind melts the ice, cherry blossoms open, and north wind rattles the leaves. This calendar creates a wabi-sabi metronome, a steady call back to the present moment, inviting us to notice, savor, and treasure the constant changes in our natural surroundings. Shinto, Japan's indigenous religious tradition, meaning the way of the kami, connects deeply with nature's sacredness. Kami, spirits or gods, inhabit both animate and inanimate objects, mountains, streams, animals, and rocks. As Shinto Grandmaster Motohisa Yamakage noted, the Japanese people have loved and revered nature as a gift from kami since ancient times. The Yamabushi, mountain-based ascetic hermits living in the Dewa Sanzan sacred mountains, practice Shugendo, an integration of Buddhism, Shinto, and Taoism. Their core philosophy centers on uketamo, I humbly accept, a powerful invitation to openness and mindfulness when letting nature be our teacher. Modern science confirms what traditional Japanese wisdom has always known: nature heals us. Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, has been scientifically proven to increase natural killer cells that boost immunity against viruses and cancers, an effect lasting 7 days after the experience. Even brief 15-minute forest exposures reduce blood pressure, while other natural stimuli like parks, flowers, and bonsai can benefit city dwellers too. Forest bathing isn't something new, but something we've forgotten. When we spend mindful moments among trees, we feel held and supported, reconnecting with an old friend who whispers secrets if only we show up. The medicine of the forest transcends contemporary wellness trends. Nature lives in our blood, bones, and human spirit. Acceptance means recognizing that everything is impermanent, imperfect, and incomplete. Core teachings of wabi-sabi. Like bamboo that bends with the wind while remaining rooted, flexibility is strength. Rigidity makes us vulnerable to external shocks, while acceptance helps us recover more quickly from life's inevitable changes. At Ryoanji Temple in Kyoto stands a famous stone wash basin, Tsukubai, with four characters that, when combined with the central water-holding square, form the phrase Ware Tada Taru Oshiru, I only know plenty, or I have everything I need. This ancient wisdom reminds us that recognizing what we already possess is the key to contentment. The perfect life sold to us through advertisements and social media presents a predictable, stylized version of human experience that eliminates difficult emotions and hard-earned wisdom. Despite knowing these are manufactured moments, we accumulate debt and fill our homes, schedules, and minds pursuing this version of perfection instead of determining what truly matters to us. If everything is constantly changing, nothing can ever be absolutely complete. Therefore, nothing can be perfect, as perfection implies completeness. Imperfection isn't a compromise or a stopping point on the road to perfection. It's a snapshot of our growth journey at a particular moment. Imperfection should be embraced as the ideal itself, allowing us to say, I don't know it all, but I know enough. I don't have it all, but I have enough. I am enough. In a Japanese sento, public bathhouse, women of all ages and body types move with quiet confidence, regardless of physical appearance. Without the self-consciousness that plagues many Western women raised on uniform images of perfection, these women demonstrate a comfortable relationship with their bodies. When those around us don't pay attention to our flaws, we stop noticing them too. When potters create handcrafted vessels, they aren't aiming for machine-like perfection, but natural beauty that bears the mark of human hands and heart. Similarly, we aren't meant to be flawless and uniform, as if manufactured in a factory. Our imperfections make us unique, and our uniqueness makes each of us beautiful. The Japanese proverb, Nana Korobi Ya Oki, means fall down 7 times, get up 8. It emphasizes perseverance, but also reminds us we must first show up to have the chance to fail and rise again. Learning is never complete or perfect. It's an ongoing journey with rises, falls, and plateaus. Reconciling Wabi Sabi's embrace of imperfection with Japan's documented aversion to public failure presents a paradox. Japanese CEOs take personal responsibility when businesses fail, and students attend cram schools to avoid missing university placements. Reframing failure doesn't mean welcoming it. It means doing your best to avoid it while learning to handle it constructively when it happens. When we reframe success beyond singular goals tied to personal worth, everything changes. Competition itself isn't bad. It helps us challenge ourselves. But pursuing perfection in an uncontrollable world is problematic. Our risk of failure increases with the size of the stage we put ourselves on. The growth opportunity lies in stretching beyond comfort zones. In my work helping people transition between careers and life stages, I constantly encounter resistance to being a beginner due to fear of failure. Many stay on unfulfilling paths to avoid potential mistakes. What they don't realize is that failing your way forward is progress, building inner wisdom for future challenges. Failure isn't the end. It can be the beginning of your next chapter if you accept imperfection, show self-compassion, and choose to move forward. Our best creative work emerges when we're most open and honest, but sharing what comes from deep inside makes us vulnerable to criticism and rejection. This fear of failure becomes a significant barrier to doing what we love. Yet Wabi Sabi teaches us that true beauty is an intuitive response reflecting life's nature. Your creativity must be shared for its beauty to be truly seen. The only real failure is avoiding creation altogether. Deep in Japan's snow country, the House of Light meditation space designed by architect Daigo Ishii and light artist James Terrell features a ceiling that opens to the sky with changing colored light frames that transform how the sky appears. This installation teaches that our experience of failure depends entirely on how we frame it and which lens we use, judgment or grace. Just as the same sky appeared different through different cameras, we can reframe our failures through lenses of growth rather than shame. In nurturing relationships, the four principles of tea ceremony, harmony, wa, respect, kei, purity, sei, and tranquility, jaku, offer a gentle framework for approaching our connections with others. These principles encourage us to find serenity in everyday interactions and guide us through conflicts. Each principle builds upon the others. Harmony creates the foundation for respect. Respect enables purity of intention, and together they lead to tranquility in relationships. When we focus on minor irritations, we miss appreciating the whole person. Mr. K's wet tea towel habit initially frustrated the author until she realized it represented all his acts of care and love, washing dishes, cooking dinner, telling stories to their children. These small annoyances often mask deeper expressions of love. A partner's scattered coffee cups might reflect their presence in our daily lives, or a child's messy room might represent their creative exploration. Instead of fixating on imperfections, we can choose to see them as reminders of what truly matters in our relationships. Reverend Takafumi Kawakami explains the Buddhist concept of ku, not about absence of self, but about oneness with everything. We're all interconnected and interdependent, like threads in an intricate tapestry. This perspective transforms how we view conflicts and differences. Rather than confirming biases about people being good or bad, we can challenge our assumptions by looking for evidence we're wrong. For instance, when someone appears rude, we might discover they're dealing with personal struggles or cultural differences we hadn't considered. The Japanese phrase kukio yomu, reading the air, refers to sensing atmosphere and acting accordingly. This skill facilitates harmony by anticipating others' needs without explicit communication. In practice, this might mean noticing a friend's subtle shift in mood during conversation, or sensing when a colleague needs support before they ask. Anyone can develop this through intuition, emotional intelligence, and empathy, experiencing conversations from the heart rather than just seeing and hearing. Japan consistently ranks among the world's most peaceful countries, with cities possessing calm and efficient rhythms despite their size. This calm may come from abundant temples and shrines, pockets of nature everywhere, Japanese aesthetic sensibilities, or interpersonal interactions. In Tokyo, for example, millions of people navigate crowded stations with remarkable composure, demonstrating how collective calm can influence individual behavior. Accessing calmness helps us make better decisions and communicate better, whether in personal relationships or professional settings. Communication extends beyond words to body language, facial expressions, tone, and energy, all of which can either open up or shut down conversation. The author learned in Japan that you can communicate feelings without reenacting them, explaining anger without shouting, expressing stress without snapping. This approach allows for more constructive dialogue, as seen in Japanese business negotiations, where disagreements are often expressed through subtle cues rather than direct confrontation. By mastering these nonverbal aspects of communication, we can create deeper understanding and stronger connections in our relationships. While career evokes striving and competition that seems opposite to wabi-sabi, viewing careers through this lens offers valuable insights. The wabi-sabi teaching that everything is impermanent, imperfect, and incomplete serves as permission to explore and experiment professionally. Rather than viewing careers linearly, wabi-sabi reminds us that life is cyclical, allowing for multiple careers in one lifetime. The pursuit of perfection negatively impacts careers by crushing confidence and raising anxiety. Beneath common career scenarios lies fear of inadequacy, failure, uncertainty, and imperfection. This creates a vicious cycle of failing at perfection, but wabi-sabi principles can transform this into a virtuous cycle of accepting imperfection, relaxing, and enjoying the journey. Not everyone realizes how much their identity is tied to work until directly confronted with the question. One brilliant woman froze when asked what remained if her work was taken away, suddenly recognizing she had pushed aside her manuscript, love of travel, and friendships in pursuit of career perfection. In Omoricho, a dying former silver mining town in Shimane Prefecture, Tomi and Daikichi Matsuba revitalized the community through their slow clothing business, Gungendo. Starting with simple patchworks made from old fabrics when Tomi was 43, they've grown to employ 50 locals while renovating historic buildings. Their philosophy of life with roots emphasizes putting down roots, standing firm, and growing slowly, demonstrating how careers can unfold organically when following one's heart rather than pursuing a single goal. Excellence as an aspirational motivator differs fundamentally from pursuing an elusive goal of perfection. The latter burns us out as we push relentlessly toward an unreachable destination. Japanese artisans understand this, working decades to improve their craft without expecting absolute perfection. They edge closer to their best while accepting imperfection as the true nature of things. The world of work is transforming at its fastest pace since the Industrial Revolution. Rather than clinging to the status quo, we must embrace evolution and recognize that our careers are dynamic, not static. Our skill sets can serve us in many ways beyond a single industry. Planning for impermanence makes us better prepared for imposed changes and reminds us that difficult situations aren't permanent. The questions we ask about careers shape the paths we take. Better questions focus on inspiration, values, and desires. What matters to you? What would you like to create or change? How do you want to feel about your work? There is no perfect career path, only evolving it in a way that brings delight. Perfect moments exist as tiny slices of time that hover in momentary stillness before vanishing. A calligraphy demonstration in an ancient Japanese house, holding a newborn while watching the sunrise, or exchanging a silent connection with a sparrow. We become completely immersed in the experience, unconcerned with past or future, while simultaneously aware the moment won't last. Japan boasts the world's highest life expectancy, with nearly 68,000 centenarians in 2017. The rural village of Matsukawa in Nagano leads the nation, not through special programs, but through natural living. Residents work in fields, eat homegrown food, and maintain strong community ties. Research identified three key factors: excellent public health, high health awareness with participation in health-building activities, and meaningful lives with strong motivation for work and social engagement. 94-year-old Mineyo Kane, daughter of the famous centenarian twin Ginsan, embodies wabi-sabi in her serene approach to life. Living in the same Nagoya house where she was born, Kane-san maintains simple daily rituals that keep her active and engaged. She prepares meals from scratch using natural ingredients, often self-grown, cycles to visit family graves, and tends her garden daily. Her wisdom is profound in its simplicity. We don't need much to live a good life. When you are grateful for what you have and share it with those you love, whatever else you need comes. How would your priorities shift if you knew you had only 10 years left? 1 year? Contemplating our mortality helps reveal what truly matters, distinguishing genuine urgency from false pressure and inspiring us to make the most of now. While we admire older people, we resist seeing aging's value in ourselves, spending resources to maintain youth rather than embracing the wisdom beneath. As Rev. Takafumi Kawakami explains, wabi-sabi teaches us to enjoy the aging process. It's okay to get old. We're supposed to get old. By accepting our current life stage and doing our best within it, we can approach each phase with questions like, what can I learn here? Or, how am I growing right now? Every elder interviewed emphasized finding beauty in everyday life. By slowing down to appreciate watering flowers, baking, watching sunsets, counting stars, reading poetry, taking walks, or making things. Even chores become meditative when approached mindfully. Creating simple rituals, like pre-writing tea preparation, brings us into the present. Financial anxiety pulls us away from experiencing beauty in the present moment. When we have true financial clarity and make decisions based on what truly matters, we eliminate three major sources of stress: regret about unnecessary purchases, resentment about what we can't afford, and worry about our financial future. Sitting on the Philosopher's Path in Kyoto, I reflect on my conversation with a local shopkeeper. When asked why customers sense wabi-sabi in her shop, she explained it wasn't about the mottled walls or handcrafted items, but rather their intimate connection to changing seasons and the blurred boundary between inside and out. The maple leaves scattered across her doorstep, the morning light filtering through rice paper screens, and even the slight draft that occasionally rustles the hanging scrolls, all these elements create an atmosphere where time seems to slow down. What began as an exploration of beauty evolved into a new way of experiencing the world, not with logical mind, but with feeling heart and all senses. In the early morning mist, a spider's web adorned with dewdrops becomes a masterpiece. The crooked grain of an old wooden table tells stories of countless meals shared. Even the chip in a beloved tea bowl adds to its character, marking moments lived and memories made. Wabi-sabi has shown how fleeting moments of exquisite beauty remind us of life's preciousness. A withering autumn leaf, the last snow melting on a branch, or the brief blooming of cherry blossoms, each carries profound meaning when viewed through Wabi-sabi's contemplative lens. Looking through this perspective transforms the world into a more beautiful, gentle, and forgiving place. We begin to notice beauty in unexpected places, the patina on old copper pots, the asymmetry of hand-thrown pottery, the shadows cast by bamboo at twilight. These imperfect elements speak to our humanity and connect us to the natural cycle of growth, decay, and renewal. Ultimately, wabi-sabi is much like love, an appreciative embrace of beauty, nature, ourselves, each other, and life itself. It teaches us to find peace in impermanence and beauty in simplicity. Whether in the quiet corners of a moss garden or the worn edges of daily life, wabi-sabi reminds us that true beauty lies in the authentic, the humble, and the naturally imperfect. As we part, I offer you an imaginary omamore amulet with the character for happiness and a gentle reminder. You are perfectly imperfect, just as you are. This ancient wisdom passed down through generations of Japanese aesthetics continues to offer profound insights for modern living.